Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs.
This is in contact with the test one.
All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. All women crew, recorded in different pods on spaceship Earth. March to April 2020. Bio or Zoe?
Annick Bureau. We have always considered human presence in space as direct us human or surrogate, that is through our robots and probes. But when we think about human, we think about it as a kind of isolated creature. And we are not. We are already a colony of different creatures within us. I believe that if we want to have human in space, we need to have them with all their ecosystem. That is, with all the creatures they need to live with, big or small creatures. So it's Bio and Zoe for sure, and even more.
Celebrating women in art, astronautics, and astronomy.
Marie-Pierre Boucher. I am wondering if it's still possible today to choose between Zoe, or bare life in the words of Agamben, and Bios. From a feminist point of view, I also wonder if it's even desirable. First, on the historical impossibility. Didn't Foucault and Agamben explain that the distinction between the fact of living and the form of life of an individual or a group, or between living beings and political subjects, or between life and way of life, or between life forms and forms of life, or between material existence and the creative realm of the social, didn't Foucault and Agamben explain that this distinction became impossible to sustain when Zoe was introduced into the sphere of the polis? I think Foucault's biopolitics came to problematize this introduction of life, or of biology as a system of thought, into history, as the imbrication of both Zoe and Bios, and thus as a way to problematize the coming together of economy and polis. So, following from Foucault, I'd say both, Bios and Zoe. Second, on the reason why the distinction may not be desirable. Zoe or bare life was put into question by feminist scholars such as Donna Haraway, who insisted that the vital minimum made to stand for life could never be just itself. Rosie Bray-Doughty also explained that Zoe, or the reduction of life to biological functions, is a way to deprive life of its political and ethical relevance. So instead of distinguishing between Zoe and Bios, we should question the biopolitical assemblages they create. That is, the economies they reproduce, the practices they mobilize, and the mobilities they make possible. For instance, we should ask, what kind of encounters between life forms and forms of life are produced, reproduced, destroyed, created, and reified in contemporary environments designed for sustaining life in extreme environments? So instead of distinguishing between Zoe and Bios, perhaps we should accept the invitation of philosopher David Lapoujade, who, following up from Bergson, suggest that we should create techniques of attachment to the movement of life itself rather than to the forms through which it passes.
All women crew, recorded in different pods on spaceship Earth.
Ségolène Guinard. Well, both. In Zoé, I understand that we are talking about bare life, about the simple fact of living, and bios as a form of life, you know, culture, way of existing, how someone will do something of his bare life. And I think we have to consider both at the same time. And I would also rely heavily on Giorgio Agamben's philosophy that is telling us sovereignty and power is relying on the separation of bios and Zoe more and more. And, you know, sovereignty is exerted by people or procedures or apparatus that are separating, you know, bare life from life, from real life, from life that is existentially significant. And I think that if we want to resist, if we want to live also knowing that we are embedded in a network of non-human and human lives, that is not possible to separate or avoid, then we have to think this together. And I think this weird moment that we are living is precisely telling us this, you know, the virus is something that could be, you know, bare life. It's basically a biological event, but then it's a lot more than that. It's asking a lot, you know, what kind of power do we have to accept? What kind of power will we have to struggle against once this is over? How do we take care of each other? How are we accountable for what is happening? Who is vulnerable? Who might die? Who we should mourn? You know, everything is there together, and it has to be. And we cannot just stop thinking in terms of bias, and as well, we cannot deny that there is a part of that is completely biological and that we cannot, you know, struggle against, you know, that it's a pure life and it's so much more. How do we put the pieces back together is the question. And when I was studying, you know, astronauts living in space, and I was always paying attention to that which always escape procedures, that which require care and thinking, and not thinking in the science, in the sense of engineering or problem solving, but thinking, you know, human thinking. How do astronauts think about, you know, the plants they are taking care of, think about the life that they will go back to on Earth, think about their relatives, think about all these, you know, questions that cannot be solved by calculation, and that everyone has to think in a very singular way that is not to be put into procedures. So yeah, and I think bios and Zoe in this, it's all of that. It's both our bodies and mind, and everything is interwoven, and we cannot separate the two, or we are opening, you know, tragic path. We are opening tragic possibilities if we keep separating both.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.